There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic, a sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G. But you already knew that. This is not the original recipe. This is the extra crispy, extra spicy weekend podcast. It's Friday, the 19th day of April. We have survived another week. Well, you still have another show to do today, Danny, but we have survived the majority of the week. I am done with the radio portion of my schedule, and we have united here to form Voltron on the Fifth Hour podcast every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And a big recap podcast, Danny. Nothing more popular. We blow up the downloads. Maller travel log. Those three words.
Yeah.
Biggest words in podcasting.
Whenever you say that, it sounds like your friend, Shatner.
Checkmates. Last weekend I was away, so we'll have Tales from the Road. In fact, I think we'll probably have Tales from the Road all weekend because I had a lot packed into a few days.
Yeah, I saw pictures of you standing in the middle of the wilderness.
Yeah, the great outdoors. I enjoyed that a lot. Today is we usually do these dopey holidays, and I was planning when I came into the studio this morning, Danny, I was like, well, you know, I'm gonna not do that. I don't need to do the dopey holiday thing. It's fun. I like it. I think it's kind of fun, but I don't need to do it. And then I looked and I said, oh, wait a minute. I got to do it because today's one of the most important days of the year. I mean, I put it right up there with New Year's.
What? And, is the NFL draft already?
July 4th. Today, Danny, National Garlic Day. Today is National Garlic Day. Hello.
Not just in your wheelhouse. You were just there.
Yes, I was in the Holy Land of Garlic.
Thank you, Jesus!
I made the stop. Every time I go to Northern California, I know to go south from the Bay Area, you have to go by Gilroy. So if you're going to go by Gilroy, you might as well go in Gilroy where it actually smells like garlic. The air smells like garlic. What an amazing place. Everyone should want to live in Gilroy. I don't think anyone dies. They don't even have cemeteries in Gilroy because no one will die because the garlic is there. It gives you strength. Going back to the ancient Egyptians who worshipped garlic as a god, Danny. They worshipped garlic as a god.
Have you had the chance yet to try the garlic rolls at Wood Ranch restaurants?
I do not believe I have. I did eat when I was in. I did go to Gilroy. I had some like a garlic burger, but I've not had the Wood Ranch barbecue.
Oh, those rolls! They bring them out warm, and you dip them in the barbecue sauce. They just opened one a couple of years ago in Burbank.
In Burbank?
Yeah, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah. I used to hang out in Burbank a lot. I actually wanted to live in Burbank when I was working the local station in L.A.
What happened.
Well, I saw the price of the houses and stuff.
Yeah. Rich tells the story that when he moved out here, I think it was like 8-9 years ago with his lovely wife, they started house shopping in Burbank, and they quickly moved on to other parts of Los Angeles.
No, Burbank's the area, the radio station I worked at was in, I guess technically called Toluca Lake, which is where Bob Hope was, but Burbank's just a wonderful little enclave, like a bubble, but you pay for it. So it's
Disney money there.
Yeah.
The Disney studios.
That's right. Disney's there.
The animation division of.
You've got Disney on one side. Warner Brothers is there as well. And then just over the hill, you have Universal Studios. They're a lot of the big studios are there. And then Channel 7 ABC has studios over there.
That's right. And of course, AM 570 LA Sports.
And the iHeart LA building, right? And the premier building's in Sherman Oaks, if you're familiar with LA. But anyway, get back to the point. So today is Garlic Day, so celebrate. I will be celebrating, Danny. I will celebrate. I will eat lots of garlic, which is nature's antibiotic. Garlic, and we have some fun facts. If you want some garlic fun facts,
yeah. If you'd like to burn your throat for 3 weeks,
my gums, yeah. I suck the garlic when I start getting sick. I suck the garlic.
Maybe you can suck on it, and that'll make it better.
Especially if I have laryngitis, it really is good with laryngitis because it kills the infection in your throat. The problem is it'll burn through your gums, so you'll have a hole on each side of your mouth, and that kind of sucks. But the most popular garlicky foods, let's see how many, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Out of the 10 most popular garlicky foods, how many can Danny G name?
Garlic bread.
All right, that is clearly the number one. Yeah. Number one most popular garlicky food is garlic bread. 31% of Americans like garlic bread, and the other 69% are losers. So that is number one. How about till you get three wrong? We'll keep going here.
Back in the day, I remember having a really wonderful honey garlic chicken dish. Is that on there?
Yeah. Well, not honey garlic, but just garlic chicken. Yes, yeah. That was actually number two. So you're doing. Yeah. You're in order. Are you cheating?
No.
Don't
no.
cheat. There's, you're not supposed to cheat at this. How dare you?
Where I'm sitting right now, there are no monitors open in front of me.
Oh, really?
Just a blank stare, just like me looking at the wall, which is what I do for half the day while I'm babysitting Koa.
I just keep tossing out words and hoping they go together. That's pretty much what I do.
Dora the Explorer is on my TV screen at home, so I'm basically staring at a wall.
That's some compelling entertainment.
Let's see.
You want to write a children's book, Danny, because children's books really have like 4 or 5 words on every page at the most, right? So anybody can write a children's book.
I have a good idea for a Super Cat series starring Mac.
Don't do a lost cat magnet.
You should do it. Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
You got the top two.
All right.
Well, let's see. What do you garlicky foods.
Oh, okay. Got it. My mom, she used to make a garlic parmesan pasta.
Like a pasta?
Yeah, the pasta.
Oh, there you go. It's number three. Oh, my God. You're in order.
Bam.
This has never happened before.
No.
This is an historical podcast.
My weekend
can... You've got the top three.
My weekend can only go down from here.
That is amazing. All right, well, who cares? Well, we'll stop. You don't want to press your luck here. We'll stop right there. So you got the top three. Number four was garlic shrimp.
Okay.
I don't eat the seafood. I think seafood lives matter, and I don't want to take their life. All right, I want my chicken. I would love living in Gilroy. Garlic butter,
okay,
is on there. Garlic fries, I thought that would be higher.
Oh, yeah. That's San Francisco Giants staple at their stadium there.
Oh, the first time I ever experienced that was at the Giants ballpark, and now it's at a lot of the stadiums with garlic fries.
Those fans stink in more than one way.
A roasted garlic.
Okay.
There's that. Garlic hummus.
That's good.
Raw garlic, okay, and then pickled garlic, which I don't think I've ever had. 24% of Americans think garlic makes everything taste better. Good job by them. And 15% of Americans buy pre-minced garlic. I think it's higher than that. I believe it's higher than that because you see that you see that at all the stores, they have that. Mouthwatering. 12% of Americans say garlic breath doesn't bother them. All right, that's cool, man. I want to hang out with that 12%. That's what I want to hang out with. I don't hang out with the other 88%.
Well, you mean your wife is not part of that?
Well, you know, rare and a prize. There are breath mints that we have. And anyway, that's enough about garlic.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the travel is concerned, we had the pods up last week. It was a very hectic week because I took one night off and then we were hitting the road. And like I said, did I take two nights? I don't even remember. Maybe it was two nights. Yeah, I think it was two nights I took off. But anyway, some of the details. You can say we know the way to San Jose. So I started out typical gridlock traffic. I slept for a few hours after the show, got in the car, and painful but expected. Now, we went, when you go to Northern California, Southern California, if you're not familiar, most people that listen to this podcast aren't in California. So when you drive from Southern California to Northern California, there's two main ways to go. There is the quick way, which goes through the breadbasket of America, which is really the flatulence of America, where it just smells like fart and manure.
Yeah, Interstate 5.
Yeah, straight up the I-5. That's the quick way. Or you can go scenic on the 101, Highway 1, up the coast, and enjoy the beautiful views of the Pacific Ocean.
Beautiful, and, but it tacks on 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it tacks on a lot of time. We went scenic. We went scenic and stopped at the usual places. Santa Barbara, had lunch in Santa Barbara. Love Santa Barbara. So it's so nice there. So no billboards, beautiful. A lot of rich people live there.
Oh, I was going to say, it's where all the movie stars live. Montecito.
Yeah, Montecito is billionaires. It's nothing. Oprah lives there, but it's like real billionaires. Like, yeah, it's crazy. We had a good Mexican meal there in Santa Barbara. A lot of chips and salsa. Drove another hour to the town, about an hour, Solvang. We talked about Solvang. Mm-hmm.
Danish village.
Yeah. I had the Abel Skeever.
Home of the ostrich burger.
Yeah. Have the ostrich farm there down the road and a charming village. You're just like you're in Denmark, unless you're not. But it's cool. And that Abel Skeever, very good. That's the little fried puffy like donuts they put with ice cream. I guess it's a Danish thing. I don't know. But on our way back, though, to the highway, we stopped off at the Starbucks in Buellton, which is just down the road from Denmark. Or actually not from Denmark, that would be amazing, but from Solvang. And my wife went to get, I don't drink coffee, so she got me what they call a refresher, which is just like
the biggest ripoff in the history of iced drinks anywhere. Our daughter, our 13-year-old, gets these, and my wife is always like, why do these cost so much?
I know.
And they cut up a little bit of fruit and put it on top, and they're like, $8, please.
Yeah, you can buy a whole, you know, 2-3 gallons of the same juice at the store. Anyway, so I get that. So I because it's, you know, she wanted to drink coffee by herself, so I have my refresher. But while she was getting that, I went in that we stopped the parking lot. There's a Tractor Supply store, which has been a big advertiser in recent months on Fox Sports Radio. And I'd never been to a Tractor Supply store. I've read the commercial hundreds of times. I'd never been to one.
That's right. I saw your cock joke online.
Yeah. There was a giant metal cock right out in front of the store, and that got my attention.
I bet it did.
I was attracted to the giant metal cock. And
that's a drop. That's a drop.
I forget. Like on the podcast, it becomes a drop. On the radio show, not so much anymore. But I went in the store, and I was impressed. I mean, I guess I'm easily impressed. I was attracted to the giant metal cock. I thought it was cool. Other people in the comments were like, oh, just like any other store, it's not that impressive. And then there were some guys that love Tractor Supply. They're like, oh, I can't believe you've never been there. You're like a loser to never have been there. But there's none near where I live, so why I'd never been there. But it's neat.
It's pretty much the same crowd who loves the Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, there's a lot of animal supply stuff. You felt very masculine. I would compare it to going into like a Pep Boys or some car repair place where you just smell tires and you feel like you're more manly. You know, you go in there, you see the dog food,
you start
and the
grunting
animal feet.
Like Tim Allen.
The machetes over there. Yeah, you feel pretty good about that. So I went in there and I walked around for a little bit and it was kind of cool. And back on the road, as always. Now, I don't know about you, Danny. When I drive up the scenic route in California, I always stop in Santa Maria. That's like another hour outside of Solvang.
Yeah, they have a brand new Raising Cane's there.
Well, they have that. They also have a, what's that, Cracker Barrel, which Dick and Dayton likes.
Yeah.
They have that. But I went to the Costco to get the gas there at Costco. Had to fill up because I just got a ways to go. Then we stopped at the Madonna Inn. Beautiful Madonna Inn.
Yeah, that place is creepy.
It's an old mob hangout back in the day.
Yeah, and when you go to urinate there, you pee into a waterfall.
That is correct.
It's awesome.
The bathroom underneath is a rock waterfall. And you stand there and you're not sure where it ends and where you're supposed to, you're supposed to put your feet. It's very awkward.
Yeah, your shoes always wind up wet.
Yeah, so my wife likes all the gaudy stuff in the gift shop. So I was able to finagle a piece of the pink champagne cake, which is just amazing. And that's the reason I keep going to that place.
47 grams of sugar.
And $52 for one piece. But it was very good. And then back on the road, we stopped in Morro Bay. beautiful Morro Bay as we went up the coast on the Mallor Travelogue.
It's where we go camping every summer.
Love Morro Bay, the rock, which you can almost never see because there's fog. And there's a like a nuclear power plant, which I don't think is active anymore, which is kind of funny, right on the water there. And we had dinner. And then we had another almost 200 miles to go. Our destination was Los Gatos, which is south of San Jose. And by the time we got to the hotel, from the time we left to the time we got to the hotel, you want to take a guess how long this trip took, Danny? What do you think here?
9 hours.
How about 10 hours? Ooh. Close. 10 hours. It was a long day's journey into the night. It was quite the schlep. Good times. Good times. It was it was fun. Like doing that kind of thing. Had a good time. Yeah, but wait, there's more. So we stayed in Los Gatos. Now, what is you're familiar with that area? What is Los Gatos famous for?
Computer people.
Yeah, of course. Rich tech executives live there, and I believe that is the headquarters of Netflix is in that town.
Yeah,
I believe.
You're right. Yep.
It's the number one employer.
Yeah.
In that city.
My uncle has lived in that city forever, and he's always been a computer dude.
Yeah. So, and you know, when you go to the Bay Area, the two main professions in the Bay Area are tech and petty crime. Breaking into cars. That's it. There's no in between. So, there's some big names. I was looking it up on the internet. I was like, I always, when I go places I've never really spent much time, I always want to know what made it famous. You know, every town has at least a couple famous people that came from it and some line of work. And so I looked up some of the names. Steve Wozniak, one of the inventors of the Apple computer, is based in Los Gatos. Spent time there. John Steinbeck, the Grapes of Wrath guy wrote that. Kyle Shanahan lives there. I didn't see him. Who else? Steve Mariucci. I guess that's a big hotbed for former or current 49er coaches. Bunch of athletes, past athletes, guys we'd know, like Jeff Blauser. Remember him from the Atlanta Braves back in the day? We're old. We remember him. Kevin Youkilis, the Greek god of walks, for some odd reason lives in Los Gatos. I'm trying to think. That's some. I miss some other people there, too, but Jeremy Roenick, I saw his jersey. I went to the sports bar, Double D's. Didn't see a single set of Double D's, but I did. That was the name of the place, but they had Jeremy Roenick. Yeah.
At the time they opened, they were competing with Hooters.
Well, they started out small. They started out as Double A's, but then they moved. All right, there, but I'm bummed. All right, lame jokes, actually. On
when they opened, when they opened, they were called A-Cup.
All right. So as you mentioned earlier, enjoyed the great outdoors, Danny. Benny by the Bay, a lot of hiking and walking. Really cool. Spent my time as a tree hugger there. I recommend highly, if you ever find yourself in Los Gatos, the Los Gatos Creek Trail. On the Mallor scale of trails, 1 to 10, 10 being amazing. This was a 10. It's probably like a 12. It's right in the middle of the town. And you walk down a small hill, and then you turn either right or left, and you're on the trail. I turned from the town I walked down, I turned left, and I was just mesmerized. It was awesome. It was immediately.
Yeah, I've seen that. Do you see all the big homes and properties bordering that, like around the hills?
Yeah. But I mean, I walked, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is so cool. Like, you're right away. You can't imagine, like, just above you and down a block away is this little village.
Can you imagine that being in the middle of Reseda, California?
I know. But it was cool. We went out to the Redwoods, which are a short drive from there. Big, not as big as the Sequoia, but big redwood trees, giant old trees, and the little reservoir, which we were disappointed. We thought you could like take a boat out there, but it's a reservoir, so can't do that. But it was cool. It was a fun time, and I'll tell some more. I don't want to spend the whole podcast talking about the trip, so we'll tell some more tales over the course of the weekend. We got plenty of time, Dan. We got a blank audio canvas for today, Saturday, and then on Sunday also. So I was messing around on the internet, and for some reason, this is a non sequitur. I'm gonna call this a gummy situation. So I was looking at some old baseball cards, and I was like, I used to love the bubble gum on the cards. I was like, what the heck Why'd they stop doing that? Why'd they ever start doing it, right? When we were kids, collect baseball cards, they had a piece of bubble gum in there. So I fell down this spider hole, and I started digging and digging and digging, and you never know where you're going to end up when you go on a ride like that. So the bubble gum in the baseball card thing, the tradition began in the 1930s by the Gowdy Gum Company, and they started inserting bubble gum into packs of their baseball cards.
Who names their company Gowdy?
And
especially when you chew on it.
Anyway, the kids at the time in the 1930s, like, this is amazing. This is the greatest thing ever. We got the baseball cards and we get the gum. And that was the beginning of a magical romance between bubblegum companies and baseball cards. And it started spreading to the other gum companies at the time were like, we want in on that because we can get kids hooked who want baseball cards hooked on gum. And it's like the McDonald's, the kids meal. You get them hooked at a young age. And so they were excited. And then the gum was like a bonus item. And it made them sell more packs of gum and more packs of baseball cards. And it was like a symbiotic relationship until the early 1980s when the rubber met the road. 1981, long time ago, 1981, a dispute popped up between the three major card companies at the time. That was Topps, Donruss, and Fleer. Up until that point, Topps had a monopoly on baseball card production for years. They had an exclusive licensing agreement with baseball and the Players Association. And Topps was the only company allowed to use team logos and the player images. However, that changed because Donruss and Fleer challenged the monopoly in 1981. And they said, screw you, we're going to produce our own baseball cards. And they got deals with the Players Association. And that was the first time Topps had any real competition in probably 20, 30 years at least. But here's where the dispute about the gum came in. So the stipulation in the Topps licensing agreement required, it mandated the inclusion of a little piece of gum in each pack of cards they produced. And so Donruss and Fleer are like, wait a minute. We don't want to include gum. It's going to ruin the cards. So Donruss and Fleer said it's going to reduce the value of the product, and we don't want to do that. Screw you. So they filed lawsuits against Topps claiming that the gum was an anti-competitive situation. It was a requirement, was anti-competitive, violated antitrust laws. Gum violating antitrust laws. And this thing lasted for several years in the 1980s. But by the time everything was done, Donruss and Fleer had become major players in the trading card industry. If you're around my age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then later on in the late 80s, Upper Deck came around. They were very popular for a couple of years. But because Donruss and Fleer challenged, and I guess they won, ultimately Topps said, well, screw you. If you don't have to include gum, we're not including gum anymore.
And did you see the recent story of the guy who found the unopened baseball cards from 1952?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it happened in January, but people are still talking about it because the price keeps going up and up. They're saying $15,000 to $20,000 if he just sells the pack unopened. But there could be a Mickey Mantle rookie in there, which could be worth millions. So do you gamble and open it, or do you sell the pack as is?
Was it bird in hand is worth two or something like that? Is that what it is? I forget the exact saying. But
how, the tree never falls far from the apple.
Well, whatever. You know what I meant. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Danny. I recall, aren't there YouTube videos of people chewing bubble gum from old packs of gum from like 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
They just pop into their mouth and start going for it. And
Gum in the Bowman pack from 52? I'll have to Google that.
You know what? There probably was.
If we collected money in a hat, I bet you Coop would eat that 72-year-old gum.
Hey!
Yeah, because it said the gum thing started in the 1930s and continued till the 1980s. And Bowman was, that was a gum company. Bowman and Leaf were gum companies.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So there had to be the gum. There had to be the gum in the packs of the baseball cards. So had to be part of it.
No, you're right. I looked it up. It says Bowman 52 cards are sometimes stained from their gum.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's do the idiom of the week.
Idiom of the week.
All right, now cut me off if we've used this one before. I don't think we have, but I was in a haze last week, so maybe we have. I don't think we used this pearl of wisdom. Did we use Uncle Charlie? Have we used Uncle Charlie?
No.
Good. Okay, good. Okay, I was getting concerned because everything kind of flows together, and you're not sure. So Uncle Charlie is the idiom of the week. Do you know what Uncle Charlie is?
No!
Really? That's no. A curveball.
Oh.
Uncle Charlie. Curveball.
No.
Baseball slang. It's a colloquial term. I guess they don't use it as much anymore.
I was going to say, it must be from the 50s.
Even before that, Uncle Charlie, this is something I heard when I was a kid. Burt Blyleven would be pitching and be like, watch out for Uncle Charlie. But Burt Blyleven, known for his curveball. So Uncle Charlie, a colloquial baseball term, goes back till the 1930s. And it was like, Uncle Charlie got him. He can't hit a curve. That was a expression from a sports writer in the early 1930s. But the Uncle Charlie, where does that come from? Supposedly, it was a cheap shot at the president of Harvard at the time, Charles William Eliot, who had been against the curveball. He was aghast at the curveball, and the quote at the time was, "I understand that a curveball is thrown with a deliberate attempt to deceive. Surely, this is not an ability we should want to foster at Harvard." They thought the curveball was like the Astros banging on trash cans or something like that. Holy crap.
Cheating. You can't make a baseball do that.
Well, it's good to know Harvard presidents have been assholes since the beginning of time. So, but anyway, so the baseball players, as a way to mock the president of Harvard, decided that they nicknamed the curveball Uncle Charlie in honor of the Harvard president, Charles William Eliot, who thought the curveball was, he implied it was cheating, trying to deceive the opposition. So it's amazing. All right, let's do a little foodie fun. There's a couple stories I wanted to get to, and then we'll get out on that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of food stories this past week.
Yeah, it's been a big food thing because we're heading into the good time for fast food where the weather's getting better in the spring, and then summer's going to be here, and you sell a lot more donuts and cheeseburgers and stuff like that in the summer. So Popeyes through tomorrow, I know it's a big tomorrow's a big holiday. Saturday's a big holiday for you there, Danny. It's you know what day of the calendar is.
Smoke weed every day.
Popeye's offering a $4.20 chicken sandwich deal. I wonder how they came up with that price point. I don't know how they did that. Tim Hortons has launched pizza nationally to stretch the brand and get people to eat in the afternoon. I've never been to a Tim Hortons. Very popular in Canada. Have you ever been to a Tim Hortons? I've never been there.
Never been.
People, it's like a religious, it's like the way people in California look at In-N-Out Burger. A lot of people in Canada look at Tim Hortons. So there's that. Jack in the Box is testing a new sourdough scrambler in the Las Vegas area. So if you're in Vegas anytime soon, Danny, you can go get yourself a sourdough scrambler, which is, that's a breakfast sandwich. It has scrambled eggs, hickory smoked bacon, and American cheese, toasted sourdough bread.
Stop.
And it's also available with a sausage patty instead of the bacon. So you can get that.
No, I would go with the bacon extra crispy.
That'd be your move. McDonald's in the UK has launched a new menu with 7 new items. So Mickey D's, changing it up. That just began on Wednesday of this week. Among the new additions, they have a cheese and herb melt. A quick snack, a chicken Big Mac. Chicken Big Mac. That actually was around years ago. They brought it back. The deluxe quarter pounder will also be making a comeback. The Galaxy Caramel Pie. That is going to be there. And the Galaxy Chocolate McFlurry.
By the way, they're a sponsor of our podcast. I heard them advertising last weekend.
Mickey D's, we love. Well, they should. All these fast food places. We do a whole segment for these people. Should pay for advertising. What's wrong with you? Hooters.
They should pay us to eat there.
Well, that is true. Arby's. We should. It would be great if this. It was like the fifth hour presented by Arby's.
that would be awesome.
So perfect, right? U.S. Let's see here. Top fast food restaurant in the U.S. according to Fodor's Travel. I don't know what that is. F-O-D-O-R. Fodor, I believe how it's pronounced. Fodor's Travel. What do you think the best fast food restaurant in America?
Chick-fil-A.
Nope. It is one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh, one of your favorites.
Yeah, it's not available all over the country.
Oh.
It's a regional delicacy.
Regional. Oh, what's the name of it? You've talked about it on the podcast before. We don't have them here in Cali, though.
Yeah. Culver's.
Yeah, there you go.
Culver's is in Midwest. There is one in Arizona, a couple in Arizona, but they're mostly in Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, places like that. But Culver's, it's not everywhere. It's just like In-N-Out's not everywhere. Jack in the Box isn't everywhere. Whataburger's not everywhere. Speaking of regional fast food restaurants, big news in the foodie fun department. I hope you're sitting down, Danny. We are going to get, in California next year, I believe, Bojangles. We're going to get Bojangles in California.
Yeah, I saw this headline.
Bojangles is coming. And when I was in Virginia and North Carolina a couple years ago for a wedding, I tasted all the fast food places that I couldn't taste here, like Zaxby's and Bojangles and all those places. And Bojangles was at the very top for me. I enjoyed that more than the other places I went to. So I'm excited about Bojangles coming to Southern California. I think that's going to be great. And
I have a couple of quick ones here.
Yeah. Okay.
Need your take on it, too.
All right.
So Red Lobster, did you see how they are close to filing bankruptcy?
Yeah. So they're going to go the way of Toys R Us, right?
Right.
They're
going to
go away. Yeah.
And, you know, Fridays, they've closed almost 40 locations recently. But Applebee's was just announced as the official bar and grill of the NFL.
Tastes like a touchdown in your mouth.
Brought up a big topic on Covino and Rich. The prices at the grocery store and now $20 an hour for fast food workers, and the price is rising rapidly at fast food restaurants, especially in California. Will there be a resurgence for those mid-level restaurants like Chili's and Applebee's? Which one of those is your go-to?
So this is mid-level dining.
Yeah.
This, in this category, you got Friday's, Chili's, what else?
I guess on the East Coast, they have like Bennigan's.
Yeah.
All those type of places. I guess Cracker Barrel would fit in that mold.
Yeah.
IHOP, Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I think I like Cheesecake. Yeah, I mean the problem is they have to charge more though, right? Don't they?
Well,
the fast food is
Fridays.
Charging as much.
If you're lucky enough to still have a Fridays in your neighborhood, you could get a burger and fries right now for $9.99. What fast food place right now can you really get a good burger and fries for $9.99? Even at McDonald's, a lot of those combos are over $10 now.
Yeah, and they never go down. It's not like they're, all right, we're going to lower the prices this year. And,
yeah, so the thinking is that this generation might start sitting back down at Applebee's because you're paying the same amount of money, if not less.
Yeah, and it's a better experience than going, you know, as much as I enjoy fast food.
And if some of them do like the $5 apps and stuff like that, where would you rather go eat?
Yeah, that's a fair point. And everything goes in cycles, right? So we'll move back to the mid-level restaurant and then go back to fast food and bounce all over. So that's interesting. Should we buy the Red Lobster just for the biscuits, though? Should we buy the Red Lobster brand?
Actually, in our cupboard at home right now, we have a box of that mix.
And you might want to buy a whole bunch more.
I'm saying. I keep bugging my wifey to make that one box. But like, can you make the biscuits this weekend?
Yeah, those biscuits are to die. We had the story on this podcast. You remember a couple months ago, Red Lobster, they had that all-you-can-eat thing with the shrimp? And then they were charging too little for it. And so they lost a bunch of money on that because they were getting people to eat, but they weren't making any money because they were eating all their profits.
Yeah, so shocking that they're going bankrupt.
Yeah, some good decisions there. Oh, one other thing. I saw Carl's Jr. is out here in the West. Carl's Jr. testing a new avocado shake in Palm Springs.
You like avocados?
Today and tomorrow, if you're in Palm Springs in Cali, in the desert, and you want the avocado shake, you can get that. Who doesn't want that? I'm good. I'm good. All right. Well, get out on that. Danny, it's Friday. It's National Garlic Day. Celebrate appropriately. And what do you got going on? You got Covino Rich today?
Yes? Yep. That makes me want to fire up some garlic bread later after I get done on the Friday edition of Covino and Rich. We always have a lot of fun on Fridays with Hobnobbin, and we'll do some more giveaways for their Swiggies, their stainless steel water bottles.
Yeah, those things are really cool. That's a high-end item, by the way. It's not a cheap item. That's a high-end item. I might have finagled my way into some of those. I might know somebody. Yeah, I got some money here. Have a great rest of your Friday. We got new podcasts all weekend long. That's two more days. Tomorrow on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we'll talk to you then.
Asta pasta.
Got a murder. Got to go.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.